us to change our laws, was the quote. And that wasn't true at the time when he said it. And this is certainly the latest example of how trade agreements can do just that. We already are seeing that the U.S. House of Representatives has already passed a bill to repeal country of origin labeling of meat after the World Trade Organization made the original ruling against the United States. The Senate is now in the process of trying to decide what to do, but the meat industry, especially big agribusiness, even in the United States, they never liked country of origin labeling to begin with. So they're using this as an excuse to push through this domestic agenda that they weren't able to get otherwise. And we're even seeing some Democrats in the Senate saying that the U.S. needs to do something, because now with these retaliatory tariffs, this is going to be damaging to the U.S. economy. And so that's how the World Trade Organization and these trade agreements used are actually very enforceable and have strong teeth, unlike other international treaties. Perhaps people think about human rights conventions or environmental treaties. You know, there's a discussion happening in Paris right now around climate. Those are all agreements that are made internationally, but they are not enforceable in the way that these trade agreements are, because this tribunal of unaccountable trade lawyers who sit on the tribunal, I mean, it's important for listeners to understand this was not through the U.S. courts. This was a tribunal outside of the court that has decided that the United States now will have to face retaliatory action and that it will affect our exporters.
My next question was going to be about whether or not there are terms and conditions by which the United States can avoid the punitive measures laid out in these sanctions. It sounds like if we do what they want, they won't charge us.
Right. These sanctions are put in place until the United States changes the offending law. In the past, in previous WTO rulings, the U.S. rolled back the U.S. Clean Air Act on regulations on gasoline cleanliness rules when it was challenged by Venezuela and Mexico. We've seen the Endangered Species Act rules related to shrimping techniques that killed sea turtles rolled back after a challenge by Malaysia at the World Trade Organization. We've seen fuel efficiency standards altered after World Trade Organization rulings like this. So in the past, unfortunately, the United States has rolled back public interest regulations because of World Trade Organization rulings to avoid these retaliatory actions. And now that is the situation that we're in now. As I mentioned, there are already moves to try to roll back these laws. We certainly hope that the U.S. Congress does not do that, because we believe that this is a terrible precedent, and how the Obama administration and how the U.S. Congress handles this is going to give the U.S. public a good sense of what does the Trans-Pacific Partnership or the TPP mean. We already know that it's not true to say that these trade agreements never require us to change our laws. They need to stand up and make sure that they do not do this, but that is certainly the direction that we see this going, like we have in the past, and that's why these trade agreements are so dangerous.
What's known about how the calculations to assess the perceived damages are made, and who's doing the math there?
Well, it's the World Trade Organization trade lawyers that are making these determinations and doing that math. They allocated a certain amount of tariff retaliation to Canada and a certain amount to Mexico, and it adds up to over $1 billion annually for the United States.
I've been talking with Melinda St. Louis from Public Citizen. For more information, you can visit their website at citizen.org. I'm Robin Ryan, and you're listening to KBOO News.
The nation of Finland is favorably considering a plan to initiate universal basic income. The proposal, put forth by the Finnish Social Insurance Institution, would provide every adult citizen with 800 euros or $876 a month, tax-free, that would replace existing benefits. In polls, 70% of Finnish people said that they supported the idea. For me, a basic income means simplifying the social security system, Finland's prime minister said last week. Proponents of universal basic income believe that it will boost the economy, increase overall health and quality of life, and that it will, perhaps counterintuitively, decrease unemployment. Under the current welfare system, a person gets less in benefits if they take up temporary, low-paying, or part-time work, which can result in an overall loss of income. A basic rate of pay would allow people to take up these jobs with no personal cost. The plan could be implemented by late 2016.
The far-right-wing National Front Party has won the first round of regional elections in France. The National Front, led by Marine Le Pen, campaigned on an anti-immigrant, anti-European Union platform and received about 30% of the popular vote, winning 6 of France's 13 regions. The Republican Party, led by former French President Nicolas Sarkozy, came in second, while the Socialist Party, which is the party of the current French President François Hollande, came in third place. The Socialists are now expected to pull out of the running in 2 regions in the second round of voting, which takes place this Sunday.
The United Socialist Party in Venezuela suffered its worst defeat at the polls since Hugo Chavez won the presidency in 1999. The main opposition party won 99 out of 167 seats, giving them a clear majority to form a new government and implement sweeping changes to the government and economy. The United Socialist Party won only 46 seats, less than half the number they won in the last election. The Union of South American Nations, or UNASUR, praised the Venezuelan vote, calling it efficient, accurate, and transparent. UNASUR head Ernesto Samper also praised Venezuela's current president, Nicolas Maduro, for immediately recognizing the opposition's victory, as he had promised before the vote. President Maduro has not given up the struggle, however. In a statement, Maduro told supporters that, "We have lost a battle today, but now is when the fight for socialism begins."
International experts reviewing the case of 43 missing Mexican students have rejected the claims of the official investigation that the bodies were burned at a garbage dump by gang members, stating that satellite images show no fires in the area on the night of the students' disappearance, the 26th of September 2014. The students from a radical teacher training school were in the city of Iguala to commandeer buses for a later protest. Police were ordered by the mayor of the city to attack the students. The official investigation failed to bring sufficient evidence of the remains of the students, but had concluded they were burned on a funeral pyre of old tires and other debris, and their ashes were thrown into the river by 5 gang members that dominate the area. Family members refused to believe these findings, stating that the authorities were eager to close the case. They continue to believe the students were kidnapped and are still alive. Investigators from the Inter-American Human Rights Commission confirmed the parents' beliefs that their children weren't incinerated the night of their disappearance, using satellite images as proof. Their findings have found shortcomings and irregularities in the official investigation, and the investigation has been renewed for an additional 6 months to be conducted by international investigators.
You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Callie McHale, Robin Ryan, Ken Jones, and Robert Onstott. The producer is Doug McVeigh. Our engineer is Mike Fotopoulos. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jinka Soderberg. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You're listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Rosalind Scott.
And I'm Ken Jones. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Abe Proctor and Joe Uris host the Joe, Abe, and Larry talk radio show. At 9 on Alternative Radio, journalist, author, and filmmaker Naomi Klein speaks on transitioning to climate justice. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Ayers Cascadia. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on Stage and Studio, Dee Mae Roberts presents the final production and tour of Imago Theater's Zuzu. co-founders and co-artistic directors Jerry Muwad and Carol Triffel reminisce about this beloved show, along with longtime performer Pratik Matwani. And at 11:30, Joseph Galavan hosts Art Focus, interviews with artists, curators, critics, and other art people.
Coming up next, but first, we go to Sam and Bill to talk about supporting people-powered community radio, the only 100% volunteer-hosted station in Oregon.
And that would be us. I am Bill.
I'm Sam.
And we are going to tell you something very important, which is that our goal is $500, and as of now, we have nothing. So that's where you come in.
Still waiting on that 500.
Yeah. So you just race to your phones. Don't be sitting back on your chair. Get up, go to your phone, or pull it out of your pocket.
Pace the room.
Yeah. And dial 877-500-5266 and start giving. Give big, give small, but give to the community so that you can get more of this excellent news programming. And I might add, and by the way, it will all be doubled for new members and if you increase your donation. So if you've been giving $5 a month, for instance, and you make it $7, that'll be doubled. What a deal. And so we've been talking about news for the past couple of hours because we've been doing news. But I want to point out that KBOO does the most diverse music programming anywhere. I happen to have a list of KBOO music specials coming up, which I want to share with you, at least some of. African Hip Hop Caravan show will be The Voice Inside, written, recorded, and mixed in Germany as a collaboration between German artists rapping in French and Ja Robinson chatting in English. We're going to have Steam Radio Syndicate, live broadcast of the Big Rock Candy Mountain episode. We are going to have Negative Land, a performance at the Crystal Ballroom in Portland. And of course, we have salsa, we have jazz, we have hip hop, we have all kinds of music. And we have it because you are going to kboo.fm and tipping on the tip jar at the top right, or you are calling 877-500-5266 and giving money, but you gotta do it now.
And you've been listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is just one of, this is 1 hour out of 24 of the day that we are giving you original, or at least independent, non-corporate radio programming. That includes public affairs, news, and music, as Bill was saying. We have an incredibly diverse battery of music programs, and I'm sure that if you're listening to us now, you probably listen to something else on KBOO. You probably appreciate the things that we have to offer to you, so I want you to think about that and get up. Get up, get out of your chairs, go to your window, throw it open, and shout to the world, I'm going to give money to KBOO today, tonight, before 10 p.m. That is the deadline for our membership drive, and as Bill was saying, if you are a new member, I mean, like we were saying, 4,500 of our listeners are members, and we have about 45,000 listeners. That's one out of 10. That's an exclusive club, and it shouldn't be. So if you give $7 as a new member, that will be doubled through the month of December to $14. And if that's monthly, that's $168 a year. That's doesn't sound like much, but that's a lot to us.
No, that is a lot. It's, you know, and that's the other thing about it. It's like when you give monthly, it's something that you can afford rather than coming up with $168
exactly
up front. But you gotta call 877-500. I see you hiding behind the chair there. Yeah, you. Right, yeah. In your living
Steve.
Room, behind the chair. I can see you. Okay, 877, get to that phone, 500-5266. You know, this is serious business here. And it's also fun business. It's community radio, and we need your support. And basically, you need your support. We can't do it unless we do it all together.
And we're all here, we're all waiting just for that phone call. But you know what? Maybe you don't want to talk to somebody right now. Maybe you would rather you just give online. You can do it at your own pace. That's KBOO.FM. Up in the right-hand corner, there's a tip jar. Click on that. Give us little tips, you know?
And indeed, that's the way to do it. You know, we're giving you options, and all we're asking is for money. What's the big deal? You know, just KBOO.FM or 877-500-5266 or walk right into 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We happen to have pizza at the moment, as well as a massive amount of donuts. And all we're asking is for you to give money to keep all of it going. And we can only do it with your help. So one more time, 877-500-5266. No hiding behind the couch. Get up, go to the phone, make the call.
This is your radio station. Own it. 877-500-5266. Thank you.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Raw Deal, a talk by author Stephen Hill on Tuesday, December 8th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. Raw Deal challenges conventional thinking about the sharing economy by showing why it's the latest economic fraud. Again, that's Raw Deal, a talk by author Stephen Hill on Tuesday, December 8th at the First Unitarian Church, 1211 Southwest Main in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The time is 6 p.m. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next on KBOO, it's Labor Radio. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from